Morning, Adrian.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm all right. You doing all right?
Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't have to deal with too many annoying customers yesterday, huh?
No, I just was dealing with shit at home.
Why? What happened now?
Well, it's just the house that we are now.
Yeah.
They went to see it yesterday.
Who did?
Because a realtor. Because the house is for sale. It's either it was for sale or for rent. So when I signed the lease, they tell me that like if somebody you know wants to see the house, I have to let them in because you know it's for sale. So yesterday it went. This guy called me on Monday at 2:30 that he wanted to go see the house on Monday, late in the afternoon, like around 4:30 or something. Right? It was like, no. You know, like I'm at work and I have dogs and, you know, they're supposed to give me 24 hours. So I called him. He didn't answer that text him. So he called me yesterday again. And finally, you know, I was talking to him and I said, well, like, if you can be there at 1 o'clock, my son is going to be there. So I just have to take the dogs out, whatever. So he did. So I'm stressing because I don't know if this guy is going to buy. Well, he did a FaceTime with a lady in Dakota, North Dakota, and then she's trying to buy it or whatever. So I don't know what's going to happen. So, I mean, they tell me if they sell the house, they will put me in a different house. But, like, they're thinking of fucking moving. It's just a pain in the ass, you know?
Right. So you knew this, though, going in, like, when you...
Yeah, we knew. But I tell them, you know, what is the possibilities of people buying the house soon, you know? And they said, well, we have the house for sale for a year now.
Oh, jeez.
Before.
And then
you know,
when
before.
You move in, and wow.
So, and then they say, you know, like I don't think the house is gonna be selling anytime soon. Because he said, like, you know, because the economy, or, you know, the interest rate, they're very high. And who has, like, almost, like, $1 million, you know, for a house right now, right? So he said, you know, don't worry. I don't think, you know, like, the house is not going to sell anytime soon. But if it does, you know, like, we just move you to another of our properties. So I said, okay, whatever, you know, we needed to get out of the house. So, but apparently somebody's interesting. So Juan Carlos told me, I'm going to send a text to the realtor. I'm going to tell them that the people that we rent the house, they're crooked and the house is in bad shape. Not to buy it.
Oh, don't do that.
That's what I tell them. It's like, babe, I don't want to move. I said, babe, I don't want to move either. But you know, but to be honest with you, Adrian, the house, it is in bad shape. The house is not like, it's going to need a lot of work. Like the electrical work, the shower, it's going to need new grout, you know, like
grout, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean the house, I mean it's doable for us because it's not my fucking house and you know, we're just renting it. But like for somebody to buy it and spend almost $1 million, I don't think so.
Oh jeez.
So yeah, that's I'm so stressing and then like with Juan Carlos's aunt. It was when I told you yesterday, I almost had a nervous breakdown yesterday. It was bad. It was, I don't know if you can tell in my voice yesterday, I had it yesterday. So we decided we send her to El Salvador.
Really? Just the aunt,
yeah.
Not the mom,
yes.
What did she do? I mean, I know she's been doing stuff, but...
Yeah, she got out of the lady helping them. because did I tell you about the neighbor has a lemon tree and then it goes over our side?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, well, my neighbor has a lemon tree. So, and it goes over our backyard, right? And it has limes in there. So they go and, like, they start, like, picking the lemons. They're, like, on our side. Paquita and Vicky. So on Monday, she told Gina is the lady that take care of her. She told Gina, I want you to take me next door and tell the lady that if she can sell, give me some limes, right? And then Gina said, Paquita, I cannot do that. So she got mad at her because she didn't want to take her, you know, which, no, that's fucking embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking lemons. I have fucking lemons in the refrigerator. And then she wants to hang her clothes in the backyard.
Why? Do you have like a clothesline back there?
No, I don't. I don't have no. And it's like, we're not in fucking El Salvador. We're not in fucking Mexico to do that shit. You can do it in our country, not here. Fucking ghetto, you know?
Yeah.
So she gets mad. So she waits until Gina leaves. And she fucking goes herself to start hanging her clothes in the little bushes that we have in the backyard. And we're afraid that she's going to fucking fall and hit her head or break her hip or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But yesterday she wanted Gina to Vicky, go shower. So she told her three times. And finally Vicky said, okay, I'm going to go shower, right? So Gina needs to be there. In case if she fell, you know what I'm saying, fall, whatever. So Paquita said, no, you go. I'll stay with her. And then Gina said, and Gina got mad at her. For the first time, she kind of got not yell at her, but she was very, like, firm, you know?
Yeah.
And then she said, like, that's why I'm here. I get paid here to help you. What if Vicky, so, are you going to be able to pick her up? No. I will take care of her. That's my, it's like pretty much her job to take care of Vicky. And she said, no. So, like, she, like, kicked her out of the bathroom. So Gina said, fine. If she fell, that's on you, you know? And so she went and sat in the couch. And I was looking at the cameras, right? So, but Gina was telling us that if Vicky fell, that's going to be on her because she's supposed to be watching her. She's supposed to run their shower. She's supposed to be there for them, you know? So, and then, and just like, she follows her everywhere. When she goes to the room, Paquita is there, like, just like watching her. Like, she thinks that Gina is going to steal from her or whatever. She has fucking nothing. She has no jewelry. She has no money. Because, you know, Juan Carlos handles, their money. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? So she makes her feel, like, uncomfortable.
Right.
And then yesterday Juan Carlos and I, we talk about it. And I told Juan Carlos, I'm sorry, baby, but it's time for you to send your tia to El Salvador. You need to. She is too much. And then she told Ethan yesterday, Ethan, because she doesn't know how to say Ethan, so she calls him E.T. She said, E.T., I'm going to tell you something. Your dog went in Juan Carlos and Petra's room and he peed in the bed. And then and Juan Carlos is very upset, right? So Ethan called me and then he said, Ma, when did Anika pee in your bed? I said, like, no. And then he said, well, Paquita is telling me that Juan Carlos is fucking pissed. I'm like, no. So she's lying.
Jeez.
Mhm.
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
So, did you finish that one job? I don't know what that one job was. The CAD that you sent me or whatever. The wax.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
No, he's still working on it.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be nice when it's finished.
Yeah, I can wait. Matter of fact, I'm going to call him and I'm going to ask him how is he doing with that piece.
Okay, and then did you also hear anything back from that lady who wants to copy your earrings?
No, she said she's gonna wait.
She's going to wait? They're $600. What does she got to wait for?
Well, you know what? Because like I told you that she's trying to sell her condo in Texas.
That's right. I apologize. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. I talked to too many people, Petro. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah. So.
But yeah.
I know. Well, hopefully. So, when are you planning on sending the aunt down?
The second week of December.
Oh wow, that's fast.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, we can.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, she sounds like she's more troubled than, again, it's getting worse, you know.
It's getting a lot of, like, worse.
Yeah, not good. Not good at all. All right, well, I'll let you go. If there's anything needed, give me a holler, okay?
Okay, Adrian.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.